Well, we are receiving reports from the Ukrainian town of Slovyansk about an anti-terror operation underway. So we hear reports about tanks, about armored vehicles, about helicopters flying over the city, shooting explosions, and the Ukrainian armed forces are obviously trying to attack that city where the pro-Russian separatists have a stronghold. So this is the center of all cities where they took over power or tried to take over power. Slovyansk is the crucial city for them. That's why the Ukrainian armed forces are now trying to attack them and to eliminate them. And this is something that many Ukrainians have been waiting for weeks to happen. And probably after consultations with the West, maybe with Joe Biden, the U.S. president, the Ukrainians are finally acting.
According to Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, this measure was, in effect, helped along by Biden or even ordered by Biden, even though he isn't in control of the Ukrainian army. Do you see it that way, or is it being seen that way in Russia?
Russia will certainly say that the U.S. is pulling the strings here. I do not know for sure, but it strikes me that this happens just a few days after Biden's visit. I presume that such an option was discussed during that visit. And actually, this is something that it looks like the last resort for the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian army. If they didn't act like today, now, they would lose eastern Ukraine just like they lost Crimea. Of course, Russia is criticizing, and of course, there is a danger that civilians will come to harm, or definitely are coming to harm at the moment, because there is heavy fighting there, something that Ukraine hasn't seen before in 20 or over 20 years. But I'll say once again, they have no other option left after separatists refuse to disarm and refuse to leave the building they seized.
Do you think Russia is going to retaliate?
I think yes. We already have some reports from the Russian region of Rostov am Don with Russian armored vehicles moving towards Ukrainian border. And we have reports that they are coming as peacekeepers, or at least such words, on the armored vehicles which are moving towards Ukrainian border. We have only one source for that information, so this is not for sure. But I guess it could happen that Russian troops will cross Ukrainian border and will say, we are coming as peacekeepers, as someone who is protecting the civilians. But only a few of Ukrainians will see that way, maybe some 20%, maybe a bit more. But most of Ukrainians, even in the eastern regions, do not want Russian troops there. This is something that Ukrainian surveys suggest.
You were in the region last week, and you described it as a war zone without front lines. Can you describe what you meant by that?
Well, I meant if you move around in that region, in the east of Ukraine, city of Donetsk and other cities like Slovyansk, Kramatorsk, Konstantinovka, or Druzhkovka, and others, you have to search for the separatists, because people just walk around the streets normally, cars drive, everything is there. And when you come to the city center, you see a flag of this so-called Donetsk People's Republic, and not the Ukrainian flag on the administration. And you see some strange guys in the military uniform carrying guns, and not Ukrainian police. So you have to look for that in smaller towns. In bigger towns, it is more obvious, because there are more of them there. This is what I meant. And if you drive through, you don't apparently feel that you are in a region at war, but the Ukrainian central government of Kiev has no control over the territory. And in one part of the town, there may be still some kind of pro-Kiev administration, and another one, the separatist administration, or something that they try to establish there. So you don't feel there is no change, like here's us and here's them. This is what I meant. And you drive through 100 kilometers or more, and you just have to look for the signs. You see the barricades on the streets, but then you drive for 20 or 30 kilometers and there is nothing. This is what I meant.
Did you have the feeling that the people there were threatened by the military presence?
By the president of the Ukrainian military?
By the separatists?
People are afraid, that's for sure. Not all of them say that in front of the microphone, but if you talk to them in private, most of them say that they are afraid, because it's never been like you live in a city and suddenly you see people with Kalashnikovs and wearing masks and shootings, tanks moving in and out and helicopters flying over your head just very, very low. A lot of mothers told me that their children fear those helicopters because they're very loud. And now we have shooting, so people are very afraid. And most of the people say they just want to stay out of the way. They do not want to intervene. They just want to stay at home.
Is the stability of Ukraine unraveling before our very eyes?
If this operation, which is currently underway, does not succeed, then the Ukrainian government is risking losing the control of the east of Ukraine, some parts of it at least. So this is their last attempt to restore order.